Brother Truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Perrins, the Hollywood Hick, sweating like a mother trucker. It is hot as hell in Hollywood today. I don't know where y'all are. I know it's going to be kind of cold back home. Or not kind of cold, but like colder, because I have a friend going to South Carolina and she's complaining that it was going to be like 50 degrees. And I'm like, girl, you'll live. Just put on a sweater. It ain't that bad. But I'm a pussy too. I have to admit it. I wuss out. When it gets cold, I'm like, oh my God, I can't deal with this anymore. I've lived out here a long time, y'all. I'm old as fuck. But hey, it's the Hollywood Hick. You're listening on the Crab Diving Network here in hot-ass Hollywood, California, spitting distance from the most famous intersection in all the world, Hollywood and Vine. Hanging out here in the Florida room, sweating balls. It's hot. Hopefully, like, the world doesn't go crazy out there, because you know when people get hot. And it's like these first couple of hot spells where people snap sometimes because they aren't used to it as good. Like, once in the middle of the summer, it's, like, less common. But towards the beginning, I see, and then towards the end when people have had it and can't deal with it anymore. In the middle, that's when you're safer. But I'm up front, like, they, like, snap because they're not ready for it yet, and they, like, kind of just are, like, grumpy and a pain in the ass. So, again, no eye contact unless you know these people, and just keep your head down, keep moving, because otherwise you will be in trouble. That's what I'm talking about. But it's hot. That's my point. I'm moving on. Whatever. But, yeah, Hollywood Hick, you can find me every day on the sevens here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Sevens on the West Coast, tens on the East Coast, anywhere else, just figure it out or download the podcast, y'all. You can get that on iTunes here on the website on crabdiving.com. You can also get it on Stitcher and give us like 5 stars on everything. Give me 5 motherfucking stars, y'all, on account of it makes me look good and it doesn't do anything up to like to you. Or if you feel like being an asshole and do something lower, just don't be a dick. Just 5 stars. So they'll like me and like make people like want to listen to more of the Hollywood Hick, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Speaking of wrong, I'm just going to jump right into shit because I'm pissed. The Hollywood Hick is pissed. I'm done. Broke the fuck up with Indiana. I ain't ever going there because that shit over there is nonsense. These people are crazy. I don't even try to get political on here. I usually try to talk about lighter hearted subjects and then sometimes chain it with some of my political slanderings, but whatever. I can't believe this shit about where they're like just writing into law that you can discriminate people just because the Bible says so. It's so ridiculous. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, why do you hate homos so much? Like, what have they really done to you? I don't get it. I don't understand why it's just so goddamn important. I just don't understand. I'll never be able to wrap my damn brain around it. As long as I live, I will not be able to wrap my brain around this damn shit. Get all worked up, get cottonmouth, have drank water, see how it is. But I'm reading here on the like interwebs, and because they like passed this law, that this is what it does. It prohibits, this is according to the one of them ists, I like looking at Chicago ist has this article. I usually look at the LAist, but the LAist linked me to this one, right? But it basically says the law prohibits a governmental entity from substantially burdening a person's exercise of religions, but it is widely believed to be a facade so that bigoted business owners and others are able to discriminate against LGBT individuals. However, defendants argue that it protects people with strong religious beliefs from government interference and having to do things that go against their beliefs. Governor Pence, this tool also seems to be hiding behind the guise of religious liberty. Overall, that should sound like a good thing. But beneath the surface, SB 101 truly isn't about religious freedom at all. Then this is what that freaking governor says. He goes, like, you know, I didn't listen to it. I'm reading it over here. So I can just imagine some pompous ass honky reading this nonsense. But he's like, today I signed the religious freedom. I put on my pompous voice. Is that what it is? I can't do it. I can't pull it off. I'll giggle through the whole thing and then it won't sound like I really mean it. And I really fucking mean it, y'all. It pisses me off. It's like just as pisses me off. Like, I don't want to, like, the thing. Okay, this is the thing. I don't want to give the people who don't want homos in their store my money. But goddamn it, I should have the right to give them my money if and I so choose. That's the whole thing. If you don't like homos, just let me know. I agree with that woman who wanted to say them fine. Put a sign on the wall and say that you discriminate, and then that way people know that they don't want to shop there on account of you discriminate. So anybody who is not down with that will know that you're not down with that, and everybody can be down with what they want to do. That's just how I look at that shit. It drives me nuts. But this is what this dude said, right? Today I signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act because I support the freedom of religion for every Hoosier of every faith. The Constitution of the United States and the Indiana Constitution both provide strong recognition of the freedom of religion, but today many people of faith feel their religious liberty is under attack by government action. Okay, That is all well and good. But you know what? So now you're discriminating against a different group of people. So it's like, I can't understand how you feel so damn persecuted while you're in the course of persecuting people. It doesn't make any sense. All people are trying to do is say like, hey, how about we just all agree to get the fuck along? And then if I want to buy your cake, I can buy your cake. If I want your damn flowers, I can get your damn flowers. But really, if I know you're a homo hater, I don't want to give you my money. So I'm going to go to somebody who is. And I'm actually probably, if I want cake and or flowers, I would probably go to a homo anyway, because they're going to do it better. I'm sorry. We are good at doing things, especially if they get passionate about things. I mean, we can be a mess too, but the ones who like excel really fucking excel. Look at, I mean, if you look at the statistics, homos, very creative. So that's the why, if you want to need something creative, that's my point. Whatever. I'm getting off topic here, but it's true. It's totally true. But people are all like kind of fucking butthurt over it. And I am completely butthurt over it too. It's like, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't see how people can just say, it's like separate but equal, except for y'all. I don't get that. It's like, it doesn't work when you add the except for y'all part. That's never made any sense to me. And I also don't understand, and I've said this many times, and I'm sure I will say it many, many more times, but I do not understand why people think it is freaking necessary to pay attention to stuff that supposedly repulses you, because nothing that I do affects them in any way. None of my general goings about my day affects these people in any way. It doesn't matter if I'm a homo or not, because trust me, the ones who are most worried about us trying to get in their pants are the ones we are least likely trying to get in their pants, because nobody in their right mind should want to try to get in that dude's pants. That's just how I look at that nonsense, right? It drives me utterly insane. So it's like, quit paying attention to all the things that apparently gross you out and whatever. Just go about your business, but just freaking keep it to yourself and just go do whatever. Or put your damn sign up so that we know that you don't like me. Fine, I don't like you. I'm moving on. I don't got time for that shit. The older you get, so if y'all are young chillins out there listening to this, don't let it get at you so down. Like, it's, I know it's, I'm acting like I got a fucking chap dance over this, because I do, because it's just ridiculous. I can't, it's like, you can't legislate morality. That's the freaking thing. And they're trying to legislate morality. It doesn't make any sense. That's the whole, like, one of the, like, running themes of the greatest movie ever made, The Best of the Whorehouse in Texas. Like, Ed Earl Dodd makes a whole thing about it. He tells, when he goes to the governor, he's like, you can't legislate morality. And I completely 100% agree. Just freaking, why can't we all just agree to get along? It doesn't make any damn sense. So, whatever. I don't want to harp on this for too damn long, because I will just sit here and rant and rave like a fool, because I got a couple other things to rant and rave about, because there's another one that sort of parlays itself into this. It's been like, and when I read it this morning, it just made me so annoyed, because it's just, because it also, this one, also because, okay, I'm done talking about any of, fuck y'all, whatever, for electing those people who put this shit through. It's like, but a bunch of businesses are pulling out, and for good reason. So they're like, we're not going to do shit there anymore. Like, people are like, nah, dude, we, like, y'all done fucked up. But there's like 19 or something other states who are trying to do the same thing. It's an embarrassment. The rest of the world, it's like most places, a lot of places, I won't say most, I'm whatever, a lot. And I'm just, you know how I just, sometimes I just say shit, whatever. But there's a good number of places that are like totally legalizing it. Everybody's just fine. Let's move on. There's bigger issues we got to worry about. And why we can't freaking wrap our brain around that is beyond me. And it's religion. It's religion. I can't support it. Like, I'm like, I'm down with everybody doing their thing, but when it's just become so just misguided, it's the thing that kills me, and it's everything, and it's the same thing with what I'm fixing to talk about. But it's like that small little squeaky wheel that just fucks it up for everybody. It's like, God, why can't we all just get along? But some people just cannot. They just have, it's got to be my way or the highway. I hate that kind of shit. I hate it. It drives me completely cuckoo mother trucking bananas. But okay, done talking about it. Whatever. I said I'm done, and then I wasn't, and then now for reals I'm done, because this other story that is chapping my ass, because okay, I love country music. The name of this program is The Hollywood Hick, right? That should mean that I probably like things from a country lifestyle. I have this damn accent. So, I mean, I grew up in the South. I love country music. I like all kinds of music. I like country music, freestyle music. That's my other favorite. And like pop music. I like all kind of shit. Rock, classic, freaking everything. So I don't understand why people cannot just... Okay, so there's this song called Girl Crush. Girl Crush, excuse me. And it is by Little Big Town, who is an amazing four-part harmony band. They're freaking awesome. I've seen them live before, and they freaking kill. They kill. Their harmonies are freaking spot on, and they release good songs, and they're, like, well-regarded in, like, country music and everything. And so they have this song called Girl Crush, right? And just the people's mentality just is beyond me. I can't, like... I just can't sometimes. So the name of the song is Girl Crush. But if you listen to the song and listen to the words, it's not a lesbian song. Like all of these crazy people, these right-wing Christian crazy people keep calling up the radio station saying, get that lesbian song off my radio. I can't believe you. I ain't never going to listen again if you don't get that lesbian song off my radio. When really what is happening, y'all, is that song is about jealousy and not a girl crush. She's basically saying, I want to be this girl because that is the girl that you want to be with. And so I will have a girl crush on her because I want to be her, not because I want to like Mac Daddy with her and like bump uglies and all of that nonsense. It just doesn't make any sense. So they don't even listen to the damn words. Okay. And so there's this whole part of the song here. I'm gonna play you a clip of it. Okay. And so this way, this is the part that has them all upset. So if you just listen to the whole thing, it makes sense by the end, but they hear one thing, and I'm sure you'll know exactly what it is when you hear it, and we'll talk about it on the flip side. Okay, so here is the part that has got them, from what I understand, the most butthurt about this song called Girl Crush by the Little Big Town. Okay, want to hear it? Here it go.
I want to taste her lips, yeah, cause they taste like you. I want to drown myself in a bottle of her.
Yeah, so I'm just figuring out which part of that might, like, I'm got the like crazy super Christians all upset and hollering at the radio stations. Maybe something about tasting a girl's lips. I wanna taste her lips, and the Christians go crazy. That's what happens. It is about jealousy, people. It goes on. The whole thing goes on. Where she sings, I want her long blonde hair. That's what ended, because I can only play 20 seconds. And so that's why it had to end there. I wanted to play more, but I can't. But she goes with the long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, because maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. Okay, you see, that's what she's talking about. She's like, I want to be her because he wants her and not me. And you people are not even smart enough to listen to the damn words to the song before you like make up your mind about what it's about. All you hear is one little thing that you instantly go to the worst place possible for you. I'm not saying the rest of us, but for you, you go to the worst place possible to make it like as offensive as you possibly can without going like, oh, I thought that's what she was talking about, but really she's just jealous of that woman. Maybe not how I would have said it, but move on with your freaking day. But no, not these people. They go freaking straight up batshit crazy. I start calling the radio station and threaten they'll never listen again. And apparently, according to this one woman, it's like they haven't had such a ruckus since when the Dixie Chicks said what they said about President Bush. So it's like, it wasn't even Dixie Chicks. It was when Natalie, the Dixie Chick, said what she said over there across the pond, and they got all kind of butt hurt. You want to talk about people getting butt hurt? Woo-wee. People got fucking butt hurt over that. They were burning discs and stuff and giving death threats. I love how people like are trying to say, like, listen to my point by like issuing a death threat. That doesn't make any sense to me. That means you're crazy and nobody should take you seriously. That's what that means. It's completely ridiculous. But apparently all these people are pitching a fit because it's kind of a little bit provocative the way it's presented. But it's actually a really freaking good song too. I highly recommend it. And the thing is, it's doing really, really good on the iTunes, right? But they won't play it on the radio because all these people keep calling and complaining about it. And it's just this little squeaky wheel. I wish somebody somewhere would just be like, shut the fuck up, then go. Take the rest of you and your crazy people with you, and maybe you'll get something else. I don't know, because country radio has been a thorn in my side for a while anyway, because every song sounds exactly the same. They need to mix it up. And I think it's starting to a little bit, I hope. Or maybe it's just wishful mother trucking thinking. I don't know. But one way or the other, I hope something changes, because all this bro country, I've said it before, is driving me nuts. And so you got a cool song. It's different than other stuff that's on the radio right now. It's got its own kind of vibe. It's a really great song. It's really well-written song. Apparently, like Blake Shelton went nuts when he heard it, and he loves some bro fucking country. It's like they need to put other things on there. And while I'm talking about it, there's this chick named Ashley Monroe, and you should fucking look her up if you want to hear some really good lady country music. And that's another issue I have. Like, there's not enough lady singers on the radio right now. I like a balance. I'm a big fan of a lady singer. Most of my very favorite singers are lady singers. But I don't know. It's not, whatever. Country radio is driving me nuts because all they play is that same old shit. And that stuff is fine, but like, just mix it up. Like, have a variety of sounds on the, don't make it every song sound the same. Like, I can't tell one from the other. And I know that makes me sound old, but fuck you. It really does. I'm not the only one with this issue. I read about it on the Reddit all the damn time. So don't act like I'm the only one talking about this shit. Like, and it's these program directors. I don't know why. They're trying to get the youngins because I reckon they spend more money than we do. They're more frivolous. I'm a tightwad these days because I'm old and poor. But yeah, okay, so this whole thing, they won't play this on there, although it's number 4 on iTunes, maybe even number 2 at this point. But on iTunes, so on iTunes, it's like number 2, but they won't play it. It's only like number 20 or something on the radio. And when this article was written, it was like 30-something, but it's gone up since a little bit because I think the whole like thing. But this thing also points out like there's a big disconnect between what kind of music people are buying a lot of times and what they're playing on the radio. Like some of these like more underground Texan stars, there's like the big like music scene in Texas, you know, you would think there would be. And their albums are doing really well on iTunes and like debuting at number 1 the week they come out, but yet they still don't get heard on the radio. It's like there's like guys are obviously doing something right. There's enough people out there to make their album number 1. Why the hell don't we hear them on the damn radio? It's like, pull your head out of your ass. You might pull over some other people and win some fans. Like some need to be told what to do, motherfucker, and just do it. Be like, here, no, you're going to listen to this. You might lose a few crazy people, but most of them will come back because they'll go try to find something else, and then they can't find any good country music, because especially in a place like Los Angeles, there's really only one station, because there's another one way out from like the Inland Empire somewhere, but I can't pick that up for shit. If I didn't have the Sirius radio on my car, I wouldn't get to hear no bluegrass or nothing like that. That's the only reason I have Sirius, is so I can have bluegrass radio on my car sometimes, because sometimes bluegrass keeps me from going nuts, because I can just like bop along to it, and then that way I don't have like blackout rage driving on the roads, having to talk myself off the ledge, asking myself what would Dolly do in this situation to like try to make me not want to murder rape people. But again, I digress. But this whole thing just pisses me off. It's like, just play a diverse music on the country radio. How about that? What a novel idea, right? And don't get all butt hurt, people, when there's a couple of words to a song that you may not understand. How about you listen to the whole thing and like use your damn head? Like, it's not even like it's a song that like Janet Jackson or one of them sings. It's hard to understand the words sometimes. It's not like it's even one of that. It's like she wasn't even mumbling through it. It's like pretty clear what the words are. It's like, I am a jealous woman, and I wish I could be you. I do not want to bump uglies with you. Jesus Christ, y'all. Look what I invoke at the end of that. Jesus Christ, y'all. I know I'm a damn hypocrite, but I don't care. At least I acknowledge it. But I try to not judge, because that's what Dolly says I'm supposed to do. Because I've been asking myself a lot lately, what would Dolly do? So that way I can figure out like how I should handle something without like causing a scene or getting all upset. Whatever. Sometimes I just am trying to like not be confrontational. And it's been working for the most part, but occasionally it just sneaks up on me. So I'm always asking myself, what would Dolly do? That's my new thing. Hashtag WWDD for what would Dolly do, but do two little W's and two big D's, because that way it's funnier. That's all I'm saying about that. But yeah, and that's another person they should be playing on country radio all the time. She puts out great music. Her last album was fucking kick-ass. She had some good songs on there. Put some damn Dolly Parton on the regular radio. She is a national treasure. She keeps East Tennessee freaking employed, and you won't even put her on the damn radio. She is an icon. She is the reason most of you people are sitting there, especially the lady folk. If any of y'all got titties, you should be kissing Dolly Parton's ass at every turn of every event of every day, because she did a lot of trailblazing for a bitch like you, and you don't even play her on the radio. That's some straight up bullshit, and that's just how I feel about it. So I guess we'll have to move on, because this is just making me all kind of annoyed, because there's like everything is just so annoying right now. Like even like a Duck Dynasty people back in the news, because freaking what's his name, the granddaddy, the daddy one, he like went and fucking opened his mouth again, trying to like make some horrible story about atheists getting like held at gunpoint and his pecker cut off and waggled in his face, and how it's okay because they don't know right from wrong because they don't believe in God. It was like the most asinine shit. Here it is. Here's the story, because I was looking for it, because you know I'm trying to flip through this shit, and sometimes I forget where things are, so that's just how I roll. But here it is. So like he said, he basically said, okay, this is what he said right here. This is what Phil Robertson, the daddy, the granddaddy, or what you want to call it, Miss K's husband. And I think this is the thing that kills me, too, is I used to enjoy this program before this man started opening his mouth all over the place, talking about how homos are an abomination and like all this horrible stuff and how you should just kill people. And like, he's just a horrible, like, he's just a horrible person. He's like trying to make up for a lot of lost time from when he was younger and causing trouble all the time, I think. And it's just gone fucking nuts, just gone crazy over the time. And the thing that annoys me is I enjoyed the program before I found out how nuts they were. I used to watch it with my nephews. I'd laugh. It was funny. I liked Cy. I thought he was funny as hell. A lot of it was like completely set up, whatever, and I just went along with it because it's like, whatever. A scripted reality television is better than just regular anyway, because it's like they gotta have something to do, right? But I just can't support it anymore. So I can't. But then he comes out with more just asinine stuff coming out of his mouth, where he tells a story. Okay, here's the story he told, right? Two guys break into an atheist home. He has a little atheist wife and two little atheist daughters. Two guys break into his home and tie him up in a chair and gag him. And then they take his two daughters in front of him and rape both of them and then shoot him. They take his wife and then decapitate her head off in front of him. This is a quote, y'all. There is a quote at the beginning and the end of this paragraph I'm reading to y'all right now. I'm not making this shit up. But he says that part about and they take his wife and then decapitate her head off in front of him. And they can look at him and say, isn't it great that I don't have to worry about being judged? Isn't it great that there's nothing wrong with this? There's no right or wrong now, is it, dude? Oh my God. And then he goes on. It goes on more. He goes, then you take a sharp knife and take his manhood and hold it in, take his manhood, his pecker, y'all, cut his pecker off and hold it in front of him and say, wouldn't it be something if this wasn't something wrong with this? I love how that is worded. Wouldn't it be something if this wasn't something wrong with this? You're the one who says there is no God. There's no right. There's no wrong. So we're just having fun. We're sick in the head. Have a nice day. If it happened to them, they would probably say something ain't right. I'm like, oh my God, like what, who uses a story like that to try to make a point about the good Lord above? Like, you need to believe in God, because otherwise then the way you believe means that people can come in and do this. And there's like these people, and it's only, they're validated in doing so only because you perceive them as having no idea of knowing the difference between right and wrong. When statistics prove that most atheists are pretty much, all about like right and wrong, like more so than most Christians when it comes down to it, in their own way. It's like they just don't bring God into it. They just don't want to kill people and do things like he just described in such a horrible fashion in front of people who were probably applauding and hooting and hollering. I just can't. It's like I'm so glad the ratings on that show have gone down. Like, I really just, I can't wait. And it's like, it's like the fucking Honey Boo Boo Clan. I used to love that shit. And then all of a sudden they do fucking untoward nonsense. And I just can't support that shit anymore. And I have to break the fuck up with him. So exactly what I had to do with Duck Dynasty is I had to break the fuck up with it. The first time he started spouting his mouth off about homos, I was like, fine, you know what? You're entitled to think whatever you want to. That's the thing. He's allowed to say all of this stupid nonsense. And I will support forever his right to say all of this stupid nonsense. The only thing is, I'm just hoping that there would be less people who would buy into this stupid nonsense and be like, that dude's crazy, and move about the damn day. That's kind of how I wish things would work. But it doesn't actually always come out that way. What happens is people start buying into his bullshit and then the world goes a fucking muck. That's what happens. And so, I don't know. It just kills me. I just wish less people would pay attention to this kind of stupid nonsense and just, you know what, live and let live. You can't live in a world, and I don't understand how people think that they're going to live in a world where everybody is going to think exactly like them. Like, if that was the case, I don't know where we would be as a society. We would not be very far. We would not be very evolved. I know that. If you didn't have people thinking outside the box, as they like to say, and shit like that. But honestly, you just got to like sometimes it's like you got to accept people's differences and move the fuck on. It's like, as long as they're not doing anything to hurt you in any way, shape, or form, then there's like, it's like you just move on, like go about your day. It's no water off your back. It ain't nothing. Just calm the hell down, people. Please, everybody, calm the hell down. And speaking of another reason people are losing their ever loving minds, because I'm tired of talking about the Duck Dynasty fools, but people have been losing their minds all over the place, right? Completely losing their minds all over the place, apparently on the Twitters, because, and I love this chick. I think she's really, really funny. And like, I like, am very like happy for all of her success, right? And all this. And I love that she doesn't give a shit and will speak her mind sometimes. And she does it in a really good way. But so apparently a couple of few days ago, Miss Sarah Silverman, who I think is a comedian, just really great comedian, right? I love her. And, but she puts a thing on the Twitters about, 10 rape prevention tips, that, apparently a few people did not agree with, especially mostly men. They got all kind of butthurt about it. But it's like, it's funny. And I think this list is several years old. Like, and it was like a retweeted from a while back, but then this somebody retweeted or she retweeted it for whatever reason and, did it again. And this time people just really went cuckoo fucking bananas. But it's like some of the, like, I learned, like, this one is like foreshadowing. The one it was like, the number one is don't put drugs in women's drinks. Like, that's a good one. Cause if you've ever been roofied, that shit is fucking scary. I was roofied one time, y'all. I am not making this shit up. I was roofied at this club over in Silver Lake. I was with a friend. He was dressed in drag. And we both got roofied right as we got there. And I'm a horrible friend because when I'm roofied, apparently I ditch your ass because I ditched him. Next thing I know, I come to, I'm at the Rose Bowl. I don't know how the fuck I got there. It was nuts. Freak out. Like, be like, oh my God, find him. Apparently he had been found on a couch, diddling him himself. And a friend of his was like, oh my goodness, and swooped him up, noticed he was a mess and took him home. Thank God. So somebody like rescued him. Thank God for good friends. Right. And people are like, oh hell, what happened? So then we talk and it's one of those things like, yeah. So, and then in the course of talking, both of us at the same time, we're like, okay. So we were fucking roofied. We totally got roofied. One drink. And if you know me a little bit, you know, one drink ain't shit for the Hollywood hick. And, yeah. So I like completely blacked the fuck out. I don't even know why it happened. And the thing is, I drove during that time because I was freaking roofied and didn't know any better and was probably trying to get home and got lost because I have absolutely no sense of direction. And that is an embarrassing story, but it is true. And it's also another cautionary tale, as I like to bring up on occasion. Like, be careful, y'all, because it can happen. Dudes, it'll happen to you, too. Sometimes it can happen to a dude, too. So don't think you're exempt. Like, you're probably a little less likely, but it can fucking happen. It can fucking happen. I'm just saying is all. I've heard it coming from both sides. But whatever. Okay. So some more of these that I think are freaking hysterical. It's like, I like number three. If you pull over to help a woman whose car's broken down, remember not to rape her. See, all of these things just end with like, don't rape her. Like if you're in an elevator, don't rape her. If you count a woman who's asleep, safest course of action is not to rape her. It's like the whole thing. Never creep in a woman's home through an unlocked door or window. Oh, yeah, because and hope that Antoine Dotson isn't around. Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husband, because you don't want that alarm going off, because that would be freaking embarrassing. Don't spring out from her. Don't rape her. Oh, my God, I couldn't talk for a second. Or spring out at her from between parked cars. Or rape her. All these things are freaking funny. And then the last one. Number nine, I think, is a really funny one, too. It's like, carry a rape whistle. If you find that you are about to rape If you find that you are about to rape someone, blow the whistle until somebody comes to stop you. Just blow that whistle till somebody comes over and says, shut the fuck up, and you cannot do your raping. And then the last one is, don't forget, honesty is the best policy. When asking a woman out on a date, don't pretend that you are interested in her as a person. Tell her straight up that you expect to be raping her later. If you don't communicate your intentions, the woman may take it as a sign that you do not plan to rape her. So in the course of this, it's like all under here, people are so fucking pissed. One dude's like, this is so offensive to men. What an awful subtext you're propagating. Fuck you, dude. Like, sometimes you have to make light of something to be able to bring a little bit of attention to it, like, which basically the moral of this story, dude, is don't rape. Basically, in a very funny way, it was saying, hey, all these things that like guys kind of think that there's sort of like a gray area involved in, there is no gray area. Just don't rape. How about that? How about we just don't rape? I don't know why that's such a hard concept. There's so many things I can't figure out why guys can't get in their head, guys and women, because I've heard stories of women raping too, which I believe, I completely believe, although it's less common, I reckon, but it happens. So don't think you're innocent, ladies. Y'all are just less guilty. Ooh, but speaking of guilty, I kind of feel bad. And this is going to be, it might be the first retraction. I don't know if I've took a story back that I told, but it's not even a story I told. I just told what was on the interwebs, and then I've come to find out that it is not true. So I figure maybe if anybody was listening, I should like say this wasn't true. Because, you know, I love The Empire. If you listened to the last episode at all, you understand that I love that show, and I will just like talk about it forever on a blue streak. And I just can't help myself. But I told about the story about how the one who died when... Vernon died. He was like, but it was because the actor was like, because the blind story made it seem like he was like on drugs and causing trouble on set. But apparently, come to find out, Malik Yoba, who the actor is, was like, oh, hell to the no, that shit is bullshit. Found out where it came from. It was some fake story out of Taiwan. Somebody picked up, put all over everything, and then brought this man's name through the gutter. And so I figured I should at least like try to say, I reported a story that was not correct. So he has like blasted these people. And so even on my beloved Blind Gossip website, they put a thing on here like updated. He busted the dude. So we're going to put it out there. Like we had this story on our website too, but since he didn't do it, we should figure like we should also tell you that side of the story. Like when it's wrong or when everybody was guessing wrong, we should tell you because everybody was thinking it was him. And it was like, that's not cool because he had never had a history of that. And he's been on a ton of shit. Then he doesn't need his like name drug through the mud. You know what I'm talking about? So whatever. Retraction here on the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network. Malik Yoba is not on drugs and he did not cause trouble on the set of Empire. And now I'm kind of bummed he wasn't going to live because I kind of liked Vernon. Although he did be like a kind of a dick towards the end and then next thing you know, dead. So I guess that's what happens when you're a dick, even though you're just playing a character who's a dick. That's why it happens. So what else is I going to talk about on here today? Oh my God. This is another thing that's kind of bugging the shit out of me. Like, and I should be in a much better mood, too. I am in a very good mood. Actually, I'm in a really, really good mood. All the things I wanted to talk about today are the things that kind of annoy me. And it's probably a good thing that I might have this, oh, my God, can I tell you what I'm going to go do tonight? Now that I've, like, have thought of it, I have to tell you. Tonight, I'm going down the street to the Catalina Jazz Club, where I will be watching Linda Carter, Miss Wonder Woman herself, singing jazz tunes as I drink cocktails. And it is going to be one of my dreams come true. I'm going to be sitting there pretending like I'm in an episode of Wonder Woman and she is undercover in a jazz joint and she has to sing the entire time. I cannot wait. I'm going to be live tweeting it while I'm there. Hopefully I won't be like all obvious. I had to figure a way to like live tweet and not offend Wonder Woman, because I am never ever one to want to offend Wonder Woman, because I love Wonder Woman. She's the first thing I ever loved, ever, ever, ever. Besides like my mama. Like she was the first like thing, not even like I talk about her like she was a thing, because I had a Wonder Woman doll when I was a kid, third grade, all I wanted for Christmas. It's a long story, but I had it like it's amazing. And but I just like I loved her, and so now that I'm gonna see her sing jazz tunes, I'm about to go insane. Like I'm about to pop. Like I am bouncing up and down, my legs are bouncing so much because I am so excited. I had to tell my buddy that's going to see it with me, I'm like, dude, there may be times where you have to talk me off a mother trucking ledge, okay, because this is Wonder Woman and I think you understand how much I love her, but I don't know if you completely understand how much I love her. And sometimes when I love something, I just like the love springs from me and things happen and I embarrass myself. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it works in my favor. Sometimes not. Yeah, like Xena's sidekick, Gabrielle on Xena the Warrior Princess. When I met her, she thought I was straight up 100% cuckoo bananas nuts, because by that point I had just met Xena and my heart was racing in such a fashion that I didn't even know existed until I wrestled a bull. And then so when I got to Danielle, I fucking freaked out. I don't know, Gabrielle. Okay, see, right now even I'm thinking about it, I couldn't decide to call her by her character name or her real name, and I kept going, Gabrielle. Like it was ridiculous. And then she turned around apparently to her boyfriend, because my friend was standing back there and saw it, and when she walked towards him, she goes, that was a weird one. So I got called a weird one by the chick who plays Gabrielle on Xena the Warrior Princess. It was a long time ago, but I sure enough did. And it was at an Emmy party, too. Mm-hmm. They were all dressed up fancy. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my mind. Yeah. So, OK, whatever. That's what I was talking about. So I'm going to go see Wonder Woman singing jazz tunes. I'm going to be pretending like I'm in an episode of Wonder Woman and she's undercover. I'm going to be like, who's the bad guy? The whole time I'm there, we'll be like, who's the bad guy? Oh, God, it's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. I'm going to get properly pre-buzzed. And then I'm going to go there and have a couple of cocktails and kick back and have an experience with Wonder Woman. I don't think anybody can understand how happy I am about this, but I am. I'm gonna move on, because otherwise I will just talk about my love for Wonder Woman forever. And I'm still concerned about the titties on this new Wonder Woman going to be in the movie, but that's another story. And she's like, I saw her on here, like people keep talking, quoting her from that article or like interview she did where she was talking about her titties. But I'm like, but she has big tits and everything. Like, look at the comics. Look at, I mean, you don't have to base her on Linda Carter. Like, I would be very upset if the new Wonder Woman looked exactly like Linda Carter, because it just, you can't, you got to give me something new. But this whole, like, that's the whole, like, she doesn't really need big titties. And just bugs me. And then she made that comment about how, like, well, a real Amazon only had one titty so they could be better archers. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you and your one titty shit. I know that, but for aesthetics and a freaking movie and freaking TV and comic books, we don't want a one titty woman. Like, no dude don't want a one titty woman unless it's some like science fiction bullshit, and they still only just want to gawk at it. They don't want to take it home and have sexy times with it. So no, just quit with the one titty nonsense. Okay, see, I go all on this tirade. I hope I don't say anything like this to my delicious Linda Carter Wonder Woman tonight. I'm going to try to keep it all in. Hopefully I hold it all together. I will report back on the Tuesday episode of The Hollywood Hick, which, y'all, actually, by the way, is going to be my birthday. So next Tuesday, April 1st, I'm born on April 1st. Can you believe it? People always say it's fitting. Please do not give me a rock in a box for a present and think it's funny. I've had that happen way too many times. Okay, just that one. I don't know why that one. People do all kind of other stupid shit. But a rock in a box, I'm just like, oh my God. This, like, first grade on, it's just been nonstop rocks in a box. Can't do anything about it. But at least people like act like they care, I reckon, to acknowledge that it is April Fool's Day and my birthday. And my good friend Poo Poo Love's birthday. So if you listen in, Poo Poo Love, happy birthday coming up on Tuesday. I'm going to probably be a little bit tipsy on the next Tuesday episode. Might be another Cootie Brown situation. I hope not. But you never know. I ain't making nary a damn promise. But okay, what else the hell was I going to talk about? I done took that back. Oh my God, this story. I'm just come up with a couple of stories that make me laugh. Because, I did like this one. I love that Miley Cyrus called Indiana assholes, the Indiana governor asshole on the Twitters. Like, everybody, Ashton Kutcher's upset. I love how, like, People Magazine reports that Miley Cyrus and Ashton Kutcher are upset. And, like, at least some respectable ones out there saying all the, like, corporations who are like, fuck you and this nonsense. Like, how could you write discrimination into law? It just doesn't make any sense. It goes against everything America is supposed to be about. It goes against everything America is supposed to be about. I don't get it. It's just like live and let live, mother truckers. Why is that such a concept that is beyond so many people's grasp? And why are they so loud and vocal about it? It's like, Jesus Christ, why don't we just give them Indiana and let them all go stay in Indiana? And then, like, here, you can just have all the religion you want. And when it all goes amok, then don't come whining to us. You're still staying, like, you're there. Like, we're not going to give you a visa to come back. Then that way they'll realize that, like, the shit, it's like, you can't all be of one mind. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. You would have nothing fun or creative, or like, you would never know of any new experiences. You would just do the same shit over and over. It's so horrible. And that's why they get so upset, because we're having all the fun and they're not. That's one reason people don't like homos. I'm thoroughly convinced of it, because you know what? We are a fun lot of people. We are so much fun. If you look at it, we make a lot of fun things. We like to party. You go party in like a freaking gay neighborhood and it is just off the hook. There's music, dancing, people are having a good time, laughing. There's drama everywhere. Homos like their drama too, but it's just the way it is. It's just too much fun. But what was this story I was going to talk about? Oh, this story. I got to find it, because somewhere it is. And I think it's like over in Indonesia or some shit like that. But this story made me laugh so hard, because it's just so typical of like how people just don't think ahead. Like, nobody like thinks ahead. They just only think so far. But okay, so where is this? So in Indonesia, police got the entire neighborhood high accidentally after burning a 3.3-ton pile of cannabis just outside their office. So this, like, there's the police were getting rid of 3.3 tons of weed, and they all wore gas masks. The police did, because they had the foresight for the police who were going to be close by to wear gas masks, but didn't think about how much weed smoke 3.3 tons would produce as it wafted into the neighboring neighborhood. And so apparently a lot of the people reported to police that they had headaches and were feeling dizzy, and they were all really hungry, apparently. Bum bum ch. But, it's right here. The police anticipated the powerful plumes and protected themselves by putting on gas masks as they set fire to the drugs. They didn't bother to warn any of the locals, which meant everybody got buzzed one afternoon. They also destroyed 1.8 kilograms of crystal meth and 2,538 ecstasy pills, but they decided to blend those, whatever the hell that means. What the fuck does it mean to blend it? I don't know. I'm gonna have to look that up one day. But I ain't working on this cold, low, slow computer. We'll just have to figure that out another day. But like, I don't get it. Like, how many people like that town must have been devoid of food. Like, everybody's refrigerators were done. Like, could you imagine? You're just in there at the computer, or you're outside in your yard, like mowing the grass. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, what's that cloud of smoke coming over? And then all of a sudden, you're like, you are trapped in a giant cloud of weed smoke. Now, people like me or Snoop Dogg, we would be cool with it. I'd be like, fine, I get a free buzz. I'm just going to hang out in this cloud today. It'll be kind of nice. But I bet a lot of people freak the fuck out, because if people don't know what's happening, that's when they get freaked the fuck out. They're like, why do I feel weird? I'm dizzy. I got the tingles. Oh, I'm hungry. I want to eat everything. Chocolate cake. Cheese. Put the cheese on the chocolate cake. Not such a good idea, but I'm going to eat it anyway. That's what happened. So like, but nobody's going to die. They're just going to be high, and like, somebody's going to get in trouble because they didn't like think to tell. But it's also Indonesia, where I bet you do not get in quite as much trouble there as you would here. That's just my guess. Okay, what other stories is I going to talk about? Because people are cray cray. Completely, 100% cray. Oh, this dude, I love this story. I love this guy. Good Lord have mercy. This dude makes me feel so much better about myself. So very, 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 very 110 million percent better about myself today. But this happened, I think it was in Tennessee or some shit. Let me see. Yeah, it came out of Tallahassee Democrat. That's the name of the paper it came out of. It's on here on the internet. But it's, the headline is, would-be bank robber was drunk, arrived by cab, police say. Some dude in his mugshot is funny. He's just like, busted. He got drunk, busted face. He's totally got drunk, busted face. But Stanley Getty arrived by taxi cab and was drunk during an attempted heist of a Tallahassee bank Wednesday afternoon. He was 46, and he was arrested on charges of robbery, petty theft, resisting an officer after demanding $100,000 from a bank manager at the Capital City Bank on Capital City Circle, Capital Circle Northwest. Ooh, that's hard to read. He told the guy, the manager, he had a 357 handgun and was carrying C4 plastic explosives and would blow this place up. When the police got to the bank, the cab driver was like, yeah, he's in there and he still owes me $25.50. And he said he would take care of it when he comes out. So the police come because this dude is robbing the bank, and the cab driver is stopping him on the way in. He's like, yo, dude, you make sure you get my $25.50 out of this mother trucker before you like end this shit. Because he's like, I ain't eating this fare. You got that? Okay, that's your job going in there. Fuck that bank. Get my $25.50. That's what he's saying. I like this guy. I like him a lot. But when the police made contact with Getty, he was sitting in the manager's office and he was very intoxicated and spaced out. He didn't follow the officer's commands and was tased. I love when they get tased. I love a good tasing video, and I know it's awful to say that, but it really is funny. It tickles me to no end, and I hope to God I never get tased. I hope that never happens to me, because it looks just like a horrible experience. And but fucking LaToya Jackson took one on that police show where celebrities were going to try to be police. They all had to get tased to be able to shoot one. And I guess that's one of the requirements. If you're going to like own a taser legally, like one of them police ones where it shoots them darts, you have to have been shot with it so you know what the hell happens. So that so I think that's like, unless they did that for TV, but I pretty much remember them saying that you had to do that. Like, that was one of the rules, and you had to get shot with it so you knew what was happening, and then you can actually have the right to shoot one. Crazy, right? Whatever. This dude totally gets tased in the manager's office, acting belligerent and fool, trying to get his $100,000. But with the interview with the police, the bank manager said Getty indicated he also had the bank surrounded, which was not true. He showed up in a cab, and while he was in the office, I don't know why he went in the office with the manager, left everybody out there so they could get the popo there real quick. But the tellers alerted the police, and the police came, and I'm still wondering if that cab driver got his $25. But good Lord, this dude, what was his name? Stanley Getty. Dude, thank you so very, very much for making the Hollywood Hick feel so much better about myself today. Because, wow, dude, that is straight up wow time right there. I really, it's so freaking funny. It is so freaking funny. what the hell else is going on? What, there were some other stupid people that I had on here. They're freaking, oh my God, I found these Dolly Parton quotes. I love it. That's the ones I'm trying to use. It's like the one I'm using right now. It's like, if you see somebody without a smile, give them yours. It's from Best of the Whorehouse in Texas. And that way, it keeps me from punching a bitch in the face. That's really what that does. It's like, no, Dolly said to just smile at him. So I just smile, and I probably look like a crazy person, especially in this town. But I don't do it on the bus. Unless I make eye contact and can't help it, then I'm just going to smile and act like I'm a crazy person too. I think if maybe if I out crazy crazy, it'll leave me alone. I'm not tested that theory yet, but one of these days I think it's going to end up that way, because maybe it's happened when I was drunk, but I don't remember, because things get fuzzy sometimes, you know, when you had one too many cocktails. That's just how that goes. What else is happening in the world? Oh, did you see this? Okay, freaking Chelsea Handler is saying that Bill Cosby tried to Cosby her, or allegedly tried to Cosby her. But she felt kind of like he was, like, it's like 10 years ago in Atlantic City, they were both performing somewhere, and he invited her up in the afternoon, and she made her two guy friends that were there with her, because they were filming something, go with her. And because they went with her, he didn't do anything. But she is thoroughly convinced, and she probably is right. I don't know, it's allegedly. Like, and I'm hoping she's not tagging onto this story just for publicity. That would be some bullshit. But I like Chelsea Handler. So, and all these other women are nuts. And she's not saying he did anything. She just said she dodged a damn bullet. So again, add another check to the allegations against Cosby. I guess he didn't rape her, but there's plenty of others he did. So bully to you, Chelsea Handler, for like dodging that bullet. And I hope you're telling the truth and not just doing that for publicity, because that would be some straight up bullshit. But speaking of bullshit, why don't we go see what kind of bullshit we can find over. I feel like making fun of people, because I need to put myself in a better mood, because I'm going to go see Wonder Woman sing jazz songs in a jazz club tonight, where I'm going to pretend like I'm in a Wonder Woman episode, wondering who the bad guy is and hoping she twirls at some point. It's going to get, I have no responsibility for my actions. But let's take a trip over to the Smoking Gun, because I love the Smoking Gun, full of people who make me feel better about myself all the time. Let's just see what the hell's going on over here. Ooh, anything that says stripper pleads guilty to bloody stiletto assault. That, like, yeah, we got to see what this is all about. So, okay, whatever. Okay, so apparently, according to the Smoking Gun, there is a South Carolina stripper has pleaded guilty to assaulting a female coworker with a clear plastic high-heeled shoe that left the victim with puncture wounds in her scalp. Yeah, apparently, Carolyn Wright, 22, she copped to a misdemeanor assault and battery charge stemming from the stiletto attack last November at Shea Joey, a Myrtle Beach gentleman's club. That's where all my family lives. All my family lives in Myrtle Beach, y'all. This is embarrassing, but it's true. But she had to pay court costs and other shit too. But according to the police report, Wright battered Ashley Michaels Hoder, 24, inside a strip club bathroom around 2 a.m. Michaels Hoder told cops that Wright first grabbed her by the hair and then began striking her with a clear plastic high-heeled shoe that was in her left hand. Michaels Hoder said that when she managed to lift her head, Wright struck her multiple times in the face with the same shoe. What else did she went on to say more? Like, she was like, investigators interviewed Michael Toter at a Myrtle Beach hospital, where she was treated for a swollen left eye, swelling to her forehead, and puncture wounds that an attending physician said would require staples. This bitch beat her with a freaking Lucite heel so bad that she had to get staples in her head. And apparently this chick already had just got out of jail. Wright's arrest for bloody stiletto assault was her third collar of 2014. She had previously been nabbed for disorderly conduct and assault and served short jail sentences in both cases. Oh, good Lord. Oh, girls, if y'all are stripping with somebody named Carolyn Wright, 22, she looks like a straight up hoe posing in her selfie that they have a picture of here with her. Like, she has like a tattoo going down her side and down her leg. Looks like some kind of dragon thing. She's blind and she looks trashy as hell. And she will beat you over the head with a fucking Lucite heel. So you be warned. You look out, ladies. If y'all are practicing the fine art of pole dancing and there's a chick named Carolyn Wright nearby, you keep your eye on her. You just watch out, because she will try to, like, freaking Nomi Malone you and shove you down the stairs showgirl style. I'm just saying is all. We got a little bit more time here on the Hollywood Hick today. Let's see what the hell else is going on the Smoking Gun. Because, you know, I immediately jumped to something that said strippers. Because, of course, the first thing I want to see is what is going on with the freaking strippers, right? Oh, did I talk about this? I might have just posted this onto the Hollywood Hick page the other day, but this one cracks me the hell up. There's this chick. Yeah, I just posted this on the Hollywood Hick Facebook page, but if y'all aren't like friends of or like liked or whatever you're supposed to do, go to the Facebook, look up Hollywood Hick, the Hollywood Hick, and like my Facebook page, because I'm putting like postings and things on there of articles, and you can comment on them, and if we agree, great. If not, we might have to duke it out on the Facebook. I'm just saying is all. But apparently over in Michigan, yet again, not Florida. Florida's on a good run today here on the Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Diving Network. I need to get that in, www.crabdiving.com/live. But this chick, if you ever thought you loved bacon, you do not. You don't got shit on Shanika Monique Torres. Because according to this headline, jury convicts Michigan woman for bacon rage shooting at McDonald's drive-thru window. Apparently what happened was they forgot to put bacon on her cheeseburger, right? And she faces a minimum of 2 years in state prison when she's sentenced next month. But apparently what happened was Shanika Monique Torres fired a single shot into the McDonald's at 3:10 in the morning last February the 10th. And the gunplay happened after Torres and another woman complained that the order was incorrect. When the McDonald's employee walked away from the drive-thru window, one shot was fired from the suspect vehicle. The police said that reported police, who added that the bullet entered the eatery at head level and traveled through the window across the dining room and exited the restaurant through another window on the east side of the restaurant. Shortly after the shooting, which did not result in any injuries, Think anything that you want to pray to. But cops located Torres and recovered the 9mm Glock handgun used during the bacon rage incident. Yeah, this chick went nuts and shot a bullet through a McDonald's on account of, like, she felt like they were denying her bacon. And the bitch might have probably went to go get her some bacon or something to appease her dumbass, but she freaking lost it. Probably cootie brown drunk. To Shanika Monique Torres was cootie brown drunk, I bet you, wanting her a freaking bacon whatever cheeseburger, and when there wasn't no bacon on there, she lost her drunk ass mind because she's got wonk eye in this mugshot that I'm looking at, and she got a little bit of drunk face going on. So yeah, I think there's a little bit of something to that shit. So girl, you need to calm down. The world is not gonna end because you didn't get bacon on your cheeseburger, and you don't need to be shooting a hole through a damn McDonald's. That just don't make no sense. People don't do that. Stop it. Just don't. Just completely and utterly don't do that nonsense. What the hell else is like happening here on the Smoking Gun website? I love this website because it makes me freaking laugh my ass off sometimes. Oh, you know, I had this other one. I think it had a funny criminal on there too. Something about, it was like a stupid criminal like blog that I found somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, America's Dumbest Criminals. That's what I'm going to go look at, because there was a couple of stories on here, if I remember right, that were pretty freaking funny. Yeah, there was a Florida man, see, shit is still going down in Florida, got arrested 2 times in one night. Now, I've seen that happen before. That ain't nothing really that stupid about that. Well, I mean, it is stupid, but it's not that unusual. I knew a dude in college who got 2 DUIs in one day. How the hell you swing that? Now, that was an accomplishment. He did. He went to something, got one early in the afternoon after some like frat function or something like that. Got put in the jail, and people bailed him out, his parents, whatever. I remember he did have like rich family. He had a lot of money. And he got in the jail. And then as soon as he got out, his girlfriend broke up with him for being a mess. He got even drunker, decided to drive somewhere again, and got arrested twice in the same day for drunk driving. 2 times in one day. That is from one, that's some really bad luck. And two, after you get that first one, that's when you just go, okay, I might get drunker and cootie brown if I have to, but I ain't going to drive nowhere again because I'm already going to be in a lot of trouble, and it's going to cost me and or my mom and daddy a lot of money and or grief, because if you have a mama anything close to what mine was, she would have beat your ass and like brought the hammer down, because that's what had happened to me. Yeah, so I blame your parents. Oh, some dumb woman, she stole some credit cards and used them like 50 feet away. What an idiot, girl. Today's adventure in stunning idiocy comes courtesy of 29-year-old Estella Marie Ruiz, who enjoys taking her children on weekend jaunts of petty theft and fraud. A Chicago woman was at a gas station when she noticed her wallet had been lifted from her car. The woman told the police, and she saw a green van leaving the scene. They go over to the nearest McDonald's, 50 yards away, find the green van, who was inside. But it seems Ruiz thinks elongated getaways are very much overrated. So after stealing the woman's wallet, she merely drove across the street to McDonald's, where she bought some delicious chemical burgers for her. I love how they have to put that, chemical burgers. It's McDonald's. It ain't going to kill you. It ain't exactly good for you, but it ain't going to kill your ass. Oh, my Lord. Whatever. So, yeah. So this woman basically stole this wallet, drove across the street to McDonald's, and tried to use the card and got busted right across the street. She wasn't even smart enough to, like, get the hell out of Dodge. And that right there, Miss Estella Maria Ruiz, you are another one. I'm thanking you right now. I am thanking you for making me feel better about myself. And you know what that means? Right there on that note, y'all, this has been another episode of The Hollywood Hick. I hope everybody's doing good. Follow me on the Twitters at The H-Wood Hick and at Brent Paris. You can also find me on the Facebook. Like I said, there's a Hollywood Hick page on there. Look that up. Listen to everything on the Crab Diving Network. Download the podcast if you can't hear it when it's coming out on the 7s West, on the 10s East. And that's it for me, y'all. Doodle-am-doodle-am-doo, mother truckers. I will talk to y'all tomorrow, later. All right, bye, bitches. Doodle-am, doodle-am, doodle-am,
doodle-am-doo. Doodle-am, 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 doodle-am-doo. Greg-a-ling, 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 now. Sing-a-ling, 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 sing-a-ling.